to Common Sense Revisited on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I am your host for the next hour, Todd McGreevy, and today is Saturday, November 5th, 2011. Remember the 5th of November. Thank you for joining us on RBN. We appreciate you tuning in. And, of course, the namesake of this show, Common Sense Revisited, can be found at commonsenserevisited.com. That is the modern-day tribute to Thomas Paine's original. It is addressed to the inhabitants of America on the following interesting subjects of the origin and design of government in general, with concise remarks on the Declaration of Independence, of indigenous power and surrogate power, thoughts on the present state of American affairs regarding specific issues, and of the present ability of America to return to the laws of nature and of nature's God. You can check out Common Sense Revisited. The booklet, Common Sense Revisited, at commonsenserevisited.com. You can download a free copy of it there as a PDF. You can order your own copies of it. You can get MP3 files of it and CDs and so forth. And it's an excellent primer for anybody who's trying to create awareness and understanding about the difference between our indigenous power, our natural rights that we are born with, whether we have a government, whether we have a constitution, whether we have any constructs. We have these unalienable rights to life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and then the thing called surrogate power, which is when we delegate those rights to a government. When we consent to a delegation of those rights, they become a surrogate. That's the foundation of Common Sense Revisited. We encourage you to take a look at that. And, of course, we're going to try and revisit some common sense today for the next hour. And in this I'm happy to have some guests that are experts on a very important topic about personal health freedom, about individual sovereign rights with regard to what you put in your body. We've talked about vaccines before on previous episodes. Today we're going to talk about raw milk. We have some guests that are going to join us here. There's been a protest that happened this recent Tuesday, November 1st, in front of the FDA. That we're going to talk about. It's called the Raw Milk Freedom Riders. It's an excellent display, in my opinion, of civil disobedience as well as education. And we have some of the organizers of that protest that are going to join us today getting ready to join us on the line here. And we're going to talk about it's an important issue because it has to do with the police state. It has to do with the role of the federal government, has to do with agencies gone wild, these agencies that operate really as rogue terrorists against the people, making their own determinations without due process, has to do with the hypocrisy of the way that our federal government conducts itself and acting on behalf of big business, acting on behalf of big pharma, big agra, and doing everything they can to crush the independent business owner. There's a marketplace out there for products like raw milk. And, you know, if you go to my blog, thirdrailblog.com, I have descriptions of our guests. Corrine Boise Tao is going to join us. David Gumpert is going to join us, as well as Max Kane. And I also have links to some news stories about the protest from Tuesday. Some video that I just found that's been posted as well is available there, and a bunch of other resources regarding this topic. And I want to make sure, I know we're going to have the first commercial break here any second. I just want to make sure with my producer, do we have all three on the line, or how are we doing? Okay. Yeah, we got our first break, folks. Stay tuned. We'll be right back on Common Sense Revisited.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Sense Revisited, and I'm your host, Todd McGreevy. And Tuesday, November 1st, there was a group of Maryland moms who served raw milk and cookies in front of the Food and Drug Administration headquarters, urging the agency to drop its longstanding ban on selling unpasteurized or raw milk across state lines. And with us today on the show, we have some folks who were part organizers of this and participants, and I want to make some quick introductions here for everybody. We have with us Corrine Boies-Tau. She is a health freedom advocate and member of the Grass Fed on the Hill Buying Club and the Farm Food Freedom Coalition. And you can check out farmfoodfreedom.org for more information about the coalition that Corrine is a member of. Are you with us, Corrine? Hello.
Yes, Todd. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Also, we have David Gumpert. He's the author of the book, The Raw Milk Revolution, Behind America's Emerging Battle Over Food Rights. He also writes a blog on food rights at thecompletepatient.com. David, greetings.
Hi there, Todd. Good to be here.
Thank you for joining us. And lastly, we have Max Kane, who is a leader in the food freedom movement and is currently in a 3-year legal battle with the state of Wisconsin, where he is on a petition with the Supreme Court. He studies constitutional law and travels the country speaking on the subject of food rights and dietary privacy. You can get more information about Max Kane at rawmilkparty.com. Max, are you there?
Yes, I am, and thanks for having me.
Super. So, Corrine, I'd like to start with you. We spoke briefly on the phone yesterday, and you attended this, and is that correct?
This protest? Yes, I was on the ground at the rally on Tuesday.
Super. And before we get into some of the nuts and bolts of that, can you give the listeners a little background on the foundation of why raw milk is even controversial to begin with?
In 1987, there was a law put in place banning interstate commerce, meaning that you can't transport from one state to another raw milk. And why that was put in place was they publicly said it was for food safety reasons. But when you look at raw milk and you compare it to other foods, it's being treated arbitrarily because raw chicken's not safe, raw beef's not safe. But raw milk actually can be consumed safely. And we believe that raw milk just needs a label, just like those other foods. They you know, label properly, saying you need to heat to a certain temperature. So if people want to choose to drink it raw, they should have that right. But if we want to work within the bounds of the safety, you know, environment that we're in right now with our government, then we can label it.
Mm-hmm. And one of the pictures that I posted at the thirdrailblog.com is from the Flickr photo stream of the event. And there's a gentleman holding a sign that says, "Those who wrote the Constitution drank raw milk."
Exactly.
I think that speaks volumes.
Exactly. Our forefathers, you know, we've been drinking raw milk successfully for centuries. That's why we're still here. And one of the problems, one of the reasons why it's so important that we start fighting this battle directly with our government, is we cannot afford to have these pure nutrient-dense foods taken away from us, being made illegal. It's ridiculous. We need these for our children to help them grow healthy. That's, you know, people who are like me who have switched over to a nutrient-dense diet because of, you know, my mother dying of cancer in her 50s, my friends around me with children who have allergies and asthma and, you know, all kinds of food-related issues. We realize that, you know, the generations before us were much healthier. And why is that? Traditional foods play a huge role in that.
You know, the FDA statement in 87, it's been, you know, repeated on different news articles. Apparently it says, while the perceived nutritional and health benefits of raw milk consumption have not been scientifically substantiated, the health risks are clear. This is what the FDA is asserting. Since 1987, there have been 143 reported outbreaks of illness, some involving miscarriages, stillbirths, kidney failure, and deaths associated with the consumption of raw milk and raw milk products that were contaminated with pathogenic bacteria. So, David, is there any truth to that, what the FDA is asserting?
Well, the FDA has a way of what I would call cherry-picking the data. They and it's sad, but it's also outrageous what they do, because, and as part of the problem is that they're is not a huge amount of data, but the reason there isn't a huge amount of data is because the FDA does not want any data. And I shouldn't say just the FDA, it's the Centers for Disease Control as well, which is our main scientific government body. They don't want information about raw milk, so they don't approve, they don't disperse any funds for doing research in this area. Now, but there is data, and that's kind of what I'm, when I talk about cherry picking data, the FDA, you made reference in quoting their statement. I forget what the number was, but 143 outbreaks, some number of outbreaks.
Yes, 143 since 1987. So
yeah, so what they do there, what they do there is they take one number, which doesn't really tell you very much. It doesn't tell you how many people were affected. It doesn't tell you what the annual the trend has been in terms of illnesses, you know, so it really leaves more questions unanswered than it answers, and it's totally misleading. If you look at the actual data, you find that, and I have, if you look at data actually from beginning before 1987, this is the CDC's own data, Centers for Disease Control. They made available data about this whole issue beginning in 1973, going through 2005. So it's a 33-year period. And if you look at that data, this is a number of illnesses from raw milk. It's somewhere between 50 and 150 reported illnesses each year. That is a very, very small number compared to the illnesses from other types of food. So the reason they don't mention that in that little quote you had is because it is so small, and they don't want people to know that.
Yeah, they take a 25-year span and put a make a claim about 143. It sounds ominous on the surface, but when you put it in context, it's within the, it would seem, the norms of just all the everyday risks that all of us take with everything that we deal with. And one of the reasons I think that I've never had raw milk yet. I live in Iowa. I'm not even quite sure, unfortunately, what the laws are in Iowa regarding raw milk. But I certainly recognize the tyranny and the hypocrisy of this top-down approach to managing commerce in the states.
Iowa is very restrictive. You have a tough time getting raw milk in Iowa.
Yeah. And I wouldn't be surprised to look into the funding of our legislators and the dairy industry. You know, probably
Iowa's a big ag state, so that's part of the ag.
Absolutely. And they lots of subsidies in Iowa, lots of big agri handouts. Absolutely. Max, you live in Wisconsin, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
And you are in a 3-year legal battle with the state of Wisconsin. Can you give us a quick overview of that situation?
The state of Wisconsin came after me about 3 years back, asking me to divulge names of farmers who I get milk from and people who I give it to. And there's a statute in Wisconsin that says that they could pretty much pull anyone off the street and ask them any question they want and totally invade their privacy. And one would think, well, that would be against the Fifth Amendment, especially if you're doing something that was against the law or looked at as against the law. But what the statute does is it gives derivative immunity to the testimony you give, so your testimony cannot be used against you. And that's how the lawmakers creatively circumvented the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution, which totally restricts them from doing what they're trying to do. I went to a deposition where the attorney general was there, and he kind of screwed up and did not actually pose any questions to me, or he did not attempt to put me under oath. I guess before all that started, he and I got into a little bit of a constitutional debate. And so the Department of Justice went ahead and moved forward with a civil suit against me, getting a judge to rule that I have to answer the questions. And the judge did. And so he said a couple times in court, it's going to be either go to jail or answer the questions. And so if I don't answer the questions, I'll be in contempt of court and jailed indefinitely. And now, I don't know if you've heard of reporters before who've been jailed for a long period of time because they did not give up the source of whoever mm-hmm. told them the story. And at some point, you can't be jailed for the rest of your life because you don't want to answer your questions, because that would be against the Constitution's amendment of a cruel and unusual punishment. So it's kind of a waiting game. Like, how long are they going to let you rot in jail before, you answer the question? So we got the order suspended pending appellate relief. So we lost in the appellate court, and now the case is on petition with the Supreme Court. But the order, the original court order in the circuit court was suspended until we get an appellate decision from the Supreme Court. So we'll see what happens. The whole case is kind of in limbo pending on that, and the Supreme Court can pretty much take as long as they want to decide as to whether or not they're going to accept or reject the petition. And personally, if they want to take 30 years, that's fine with me.
So, Max, for some more context for our listeners, what are you engaged in Wisconsin that made you a target of this derivative immunity attack, if you will?
I had a food buying club, and I'm sure you've heard about it, where people collectively get together to exercise their rights to peacefully assemble for the purpose of feeding themselves. And so that's kind of basically what we're doing. And when you exercise your rights to feed yourself, I mean, that's going to ultimately mean, sharing food amongst people, taking food, raising it with your hand, bringing it to your mouth, chewing and swallowing, and driving it to friends' houses, and all the things that go along with, making that happen.
Max, we got to take a break. David and Kareen, thank you for staying with us. We're going to continue to talk about the this raw milk controversy and what happened in Maryland on Tuesday. And we're going to be right back after this break. Stay tuned.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Welcome back, everybody. Common Sense Revisited, and we appreciate you staying tuned with us. And we're talking about the Raw Milk Freedom Riders. This was an event that happened Tuesday, November 1st. Was it in Silver Springs, Maryland?
Yes.
Yes, that's the headquarters of the Food and Drug Administration, I believe. And unlike the original Freedom Riders of the 60s who were protesting racism, they didn't burn down your bus or anything, I take it.
No.
Yeah, so we've come a long way. But meanwhile, the tyranny still exists. And, Kareen, can you give our listeners an overview of how the protests went, what happened exactly? You know, it started in Pennsylvania, I believe.
Sure, yeah. Several moms from around the country came to Pennsylvania, drove into Pennsylvania, got their milk in the caravan. We had streaming on Justin TV, and it was very exciting. Venture to the state lines, and we were, you know, waiting. Max did a great job telling the FDA, you know, where we were going to be, when we were going to be there, finding the right people to get that information to the FDA so they knew that we were, you know, defying their law. And at the state lines, nobody showed up. They got their cars all ready to go on the highway with, you know, lots of lighting and about raw milk and, you know, letting people know as they traversed from the border all the way to the front of the FDA headquarters in Silver Spring, Maryland, where they joined the rest of the rally. We, on the ground there at the rally, had several speakers with stakeholders in the raw milk movement, and they also helped us organize this first event. And we had a lot of reporters there, media, a couple of TV channels in Maryland were reporting on it. And, you know, this is the first of many events. Our next event, Max is going to be organizing on the ground, transferring milk between Wisconsin and Illinois. So we're planning monthly events to continue this and to escalate you know, what we're doing to get the attention of the FDA. We want to have a conversation with them. We want to negotiate with them. We want to have open talks with them.
Excellent. And you feel that this the act of civil disobedience is the step that's needed to force their hand to have a dialogue?
Exactly, because they're not listening. I mean, Liz Reitzig, my partner in this, has been trying to connect with them for years on this interstate commerce law. Ron Paul, you know, has a bill up in the House. His son, Ron Paul, in the Senate, is also going to put up a similar bill in the Senate. So we know that we have a lot of support from certain political parties, but, you have to understand that the agriculture, agribusiness industry, and the food processing industry heavily lobbies against this free market of raw milk, because it's going to take, it is taking a share, market share from them. And as people learn about the benefits and the actual negative impact of consuming pasteurized milk, they're going to lose the market share, and they're not willing to do that. They're fighting it hard.
It's interesting that you bring up Ron Paul and his son Rand. Both are medical doctors, both MDs, who are in support of the it sounds like the health benefits of raw milk, or at a minimum, the unalienable right we have to consume what we choose.
Absolutely.
And they're both MDs. David or Max or anybody, really, can you give us a quick historical overview of when pasteurization of milk started and why?
Go for it, David.
Well, pasteurization of milk began in the shortly after Louis Pasteur developed the process. He actually developed it for wine, but it was applied to milk in the beginning in the late 1800s and in the early 1900s. In the early 1900s, a number of cities imposed pasteurization as a requirement on milk, New York City, Philadelphia, Chicago, Milwaukee. And they did that because there were outbreaks of illness, pretty significant outbreaks of illness, that wound up with lots of children dying. And these outbreaks were attributed to unpasteurized milk. Now, you have to understand what was going on at that time, which was that cities were exploding in size, and so business people were bringing cows into cities to try to satisfy the demand for milk, and the cows were put into what would the original versions of what would today be termed feedlots, and it was really a whole disgusting operation, and then it was just rife for contamination, and so the milk did often get contaminated, and you had large numbers of children being killed. There was also no understanding of things like sanitation or cooling, things like that that we now take for granted. So in light of all of these really serious outbreaks, pasteurization has gradually taken hold and took hold through the 1900s. And by the mid-20th century, beginning in 1947 and going through the 1960s and 70s, something on the order of 20 states banned sale of raw milk completely. And some other states reduced the availability of raw milk, allowing it just to be sold from farms. That's about another 20 states.
Wow. It sounds to me like that was a Band-Aid put onto a problem that wasn't to do with the raw milk itself. It was to do with the bringing it to market back in the day. We've got to take a break. We're at the bottom half of the hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
And we are back, everybody, at Common Sense Revisited. Thank you for staying with us. We're visiting with Corrine Boistow and David Gumpert and Max Kane, all leaders in the raw milk, individual rights, health food freedom movement. And, David, I was at your site during the break, thecompletepatient.com, and I saw the link to the FDA's own news release on November 1st, where they state, in light of the concerns that have been raised about potential FDA actions, we want to remind the public that the FDA does not regulate the intrastate sale or distribution of raw milk. Whether to permit the sale and distribution of raw milk within a state is for the state to decide. Well, they got, you know, something right there in terms of federalism, amazingly. But with respect to interstate sale and distribution of raw milk, the FDA has never taken, nor does it intend to take, enforcement action against an individual who purchased and transported raw milk across state lines solely for his or her own personal consumption. So they're claiming, I think, correct me where I'm wrong, all of you, that your protest was all within their, they never have arrested anybody for doing what you did on Tuesday. Is that accurate?
They've never arrested for doing what we did? Is that what you said?
Well, they're
the FDA came out with a statement after this event happened. They came out with some kind of a statement because they knew they had to do something. But what they said was it was really an absolute joke with regards to how our society is structured. So they're basically saying, you know, if someone goes and gets raw milk for their self or for their own personal family, then it's okay. But if you happen to bring some back to your friend who is blind, who doesn't have a car to drive to go get it from the other state, then you're a criminal. Mm-hmm. So our society is built on hiring agents to help us do things. People hire nannies to babysit, people to come clean their houses, people go grocery shopping for them, and all this stuff. This is one of the foundational structures of our society. So to say that this action, if you do it yourself, it's legal, just, and true, but if you hire an agent to do it for you, or if you're doing it for a friend, that makes you a criminal, is completely absurd.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kareem, what were you saying?
What the FDA has been doing after the farmers primarily and the consumers, you know, what we're trying to do is basically step up and say, you know, they're taking this risk for us, and they're taking all the battles. Like our farmer who's the Grassfed on the Hill buying club was under a year and a half investigation along with our buying club, and he was held at gunpoint raids that occurred with the FDA agents, U.S. Marshals, state troopers, and the sheriff. I mean, they are intimidating the farmers, and he's one person. So what we're trying to do is say, you know, hey, consumers, they're taking this risk. We need to step up to protect access to this food. And I believe the FDA has gone after buying clubs, made them pull out their milk, but haven't, taken legal action against buying clubs. But an exception is Rossum Club in Venice, California, which happened in August of this year. They had been warned not to be selling raw milk because of regulations within California, but the raw milk was coming across state lines, and I think what ended up, you know, in the end, really getting the local officials on their back was this milk coming across state lines, and they have since been completely shut down. They were raided at gunpoint on that day, and three people were arrested.
I got you. So, David, were you trying to share something as well?
Well, I wanted to just clarify what the FDA stated, the quote that you read. The FDA has said it doesn't intend to arrest anyone or otherwise bother them for bringing raw milk across for personal consumption, but they haven't they still retain the authority to do that. I think that's kind of implicit in what they're saying as well.
Right. They're giving you a pass essentially.
Yeah. And as Max said, that they aren't even addressing the larger issue. This issue of individuals taking raw milk across state lines is an issue, and it actually is a part of a lawsuit that's been filed against the FDA by the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund on behalf of five individuals in five different states, including your state of Iowa, contesting the FDA's prohibition on interstate shipment of raw milk. But the larger issue is what Max referred to the question of, say, buying clubs, bringing raw milk back for members who aren't in a position to drive over state lines to another state to get their milk. And this is going to be the next area of pressure confrontation, I think, between the FDA and the Raw Milk Freedom Riders.
What was the name of that foundation you said that's bringing the lawsuit?
The Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. Okay. I have to get a link up at the blog there for that. That's good to know. And a reminder to listeners at thirdrailblog.com. That's my blog. I do have a posting of today's show with the links to all of our guests' websites, farmfoodfreedom.org, thecompletepatient.com, and rawmilkparty.com. I was pleased to see that the some of the more mainstream newspapers like the San Francisco Chronicle are starting to pick up on this effort you guys made on Tuesday. It's becoming a little more of a national story. The alternative press has been talking about it online. That's how I heard about it. But have you been contacted by any other media about this?
Most of our media contacts are within the natural food industry, and we have been seeking local media. Like at the last event, you know, one of our major efforts leading up to these events is contacting local media, and so that's not mainstream media, but that is mainstream media, but in our own local state. So that's part of our effort, and, you know, we're trying to do that, and if anybody's listening and can help us with that, you know, we're an all-volunteer organization. We're, you know, doing this on the side, and we could use some help.
I was doing a search before the show, and I ran across Natural News website, and they actually have a timeline of FDA raids starting back in 1985. That's a pretty interesting link. I have that up at thirdrailblog.com. It's the timeline of raids. It's extensive. And I also have a video embedded there of the CCTV, the security camera footage of the armed officers going into Rossum Milk's looks like warehouse, like armed, like they're, you know, fighting some kind of, you know, drug warfare or something.
Absolutely. It's like a police state. I mean, why do you need to come in with guns a-blazing to food clubs? That was actually their food club location where people came and, you know, picked up food and paid for it.
And you know, the funny thing is about that, that's kind of like a Rodney King event where, mm-hmm. you know, there's been minorities who have been senselessly beaten by the police, you know, thousands of times all over. Rodney King's just happened to get caught on tape. You know, the government's been doing this kind of, these kind of raids and enforcements all over, and intimidation with the guns and the SWAT team type raids. And we were just lucky that Rossum's raid got caught on tape. But, you know, that isn't like an isolated event. I mean, stuff like this happens all the time.
Yeah, I was looking at farmfoodfreedom.org, and at the very bottom there's a link to a story by David. And it talks about how this in Venice, California, a tiny food club in Venice, California, I don't know which agency, but sent undercover people in to pose as club members and spent hundreds of thousands of dollars. Can you talk about that, David?
Yeah, the authorities have gone into Rossum twice now in the last 15, 16 months. They went in June of 2010, and they went in again in August of 2011. When they went in August 2011, they actually filed criminal charges against three individuals associated with Rossum. And so when they file criminal charges like that, they have to make available to the defense counsel various information so that the defense lawyers can mount a credible defense. And so they've divulged that they, in advance of going in and on the second raid, that they had undercover, actually had ordinary citizens that they hired as undercover operatives, and which is really a something
mercenaries
associated with the
mercenaries.
Police states. Yeah, well, it's more associated with police states, where the secret police hire your neighbors to try to get information about you, and what they've done here. And it's hard to know which agency actually did that because there are something like 10 agencies that were involved in the August 3rd, 2011 raid. So I'm not clear which agency did that. It's probably the L.A. County District Attorney, but it could have been the FDA, it could have been the California Department of Food and Agriculture, and it could have been any of a number of other agencies that were involved in this. But the fact that they did that adds to the whole scene you were describing about the officers going in with their guns drawn. They're trying to send a message, aside from anything else, because they know there's not going to be any resistance. They want to send a message that they are going to beat down real hard on food clubs and on anyone involved in dispersing nutrient-dense food.
And what's so annoying about it is what's happening is there's cantaloupe and there's spinach from the centralized food system, and people are actually dying from those foods. This case in Venice, California, the Rossum Club, nobody got sick. The complaints, there were no complaints about them within the people purchasing and consuming the food. It's, you know, a tactic against our abilities to consume this food, the nutrient-dense food.
Yes, and there was a wonderful movie that was recently made called Farmageddon, which highlights some of the more of the featured farm raids that have been going around on the country lately. It's called Farmageddon.
Yes, I've heard of that. That's excellent. Yeah, Farmageddon. I have to search engine that.
And anyone interested in this topic has to watch. That's a must-see movie for anyone who's interested in this kind of a dialogue.
Absolutely. And just for some more context about what's at stake with regards to commerce and finance, if you will. I mean, this food club, Rawesome Milk, I mean, is it a $1 million a year business for them? Is it a $100,000 a year business? I mean, what's the scope of their footprint?
My understanding is that there is something on the order of about 2,000 or 2,500 members.
Okay.
So that's the best quantification I can give you.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a large food club.
What's the population in L.A.? 5 to 8 million.
Yeah.
So there's your ratio.
It shouldn't. And of course, you know, the rule of law, you know, supposedly says that the government is there to protect the rights of the minority, you know, not the will of the majority. You know, so it would seem that that would be a common sense approach to food freedom. Kareen, you were going to say something there.
I was going to say that our Farm Food Freedom Coalition was founded by two of the members from the Rawesome Club raid in Venice, California. Mm-hmm. And what David was saying is correct. There were, over time, over 4,000 members, but now they're 2,500. And they weren't really, you know, making huge sums of money. They were providing food that the people wanted. And it's unfortunate that the food processors have a hold on our government. And, you know, industry is driving our government policies, and they're using the government to intimidate us. And we need to stop it, exactly like you're saying. We are in minority, and we are not being protected. Our rights are not being executed.
And the top of my blog reads, "Any right we cannot enforce is no right at all." And it always comes down to enforcement. And those who've listened to my radio show know I talk about this often. Have you all had a discussion in your county with your county sheriff by chance where you live?
I have.
I went to Maryland before we did this event and talked to our county sheriff, and they are so unfamiliar with what to do in this case. Our county sheriff doesn't work outside of the judiciary arena.
My county sheriff grew up on raw milk. He's very, very empathetic.
And this is Max talking?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay. In Wisconsin, so you have an empathetic sheriff in Wisconsin, and that's encouraging. David, what about you? Where do you live, David?
I'm in Massachusetts, and mm-hmm. I have not had a chance to speak with my local sheriff.
I encourage everybody who listens to this show to get engaged with their county sheriff. I consider the county sheriff position to be one of the most important ones in our county. I've talked about Richard Mack and his Supreme Court case, which proved unequivocally that the states and their political subdivisions, including their officers in the county, are not required to enforce federal regulatory programs. It's right there in the Supreme Court ruling, and that was over the Brady Bill over guns and weapons. But the ramifications of it go all the way across all individual rights, including health and food freedom. And most sheriffs don't even know this exists. And I'm hopeful that more sheriffs get involved. And this should be a lay down. This is, you know, you can buy your milk from the farmer, you know, down the road, you know, in a lot of states, and it shouldn't be a problem. The websites are farmfoodfreedom.org. Check that out. We still have a few minutes left, and I just want to keep reminding people of the resources they can go to. Thecompletepatient.com and rawmilkparty.com are some of the websites. And let's have a brief discussion about the health benefits of raw milk, because when I look at the video clips and the photos of this protest, these are everyday mainstream mom and pop Americans that are, you know, they're passionate about their raw milk. Why are they so passionate about it?
I'm personally passionate about raw milk because when I was 10 years old, I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease, which is a terrible digestive illness and wasting condition. And one of the only ways I was able to rid myself of those symptoms without taking drugs and medication was to change my diet to a complete all raw food, carnivorous-based but omnivorous diet, mostly comprised of raw dairy products like milk and cheese and butter and cream and yogurt. So for me, getting raw milk and this kind of food means my health, my everyday health, and not suffering in pain.
Wow. I mean, There's part of the problem right there. I mean, you're not buying a bunch of drugs from Big Pharma to cure you or to keep you in disease. You actually cured yourself with, you know, the right from the earth. You know, how dare you do that?
They don't like people knowing that. There's actually, I mentioned earlier that our FDA, CDC don't want to see research in this arena, but there has been research done out of Europe, and there are two recent studies over the last few years, large-scale studies, which show that among European children, there was something like a 25% reduction in asthma and allergies among children who were drinking raw milk.
It's always the devil is always in the details, and because of lamestream media, a lot of us don't hear those stories. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Listening this hour to us discuss the raw milk freedom riders and their protest of the utterly ridiculous FDA, and we do appreciate you tuning in. And Kareen and David and Max, thank you for all the work you're doing and all the efforts you're making to protect our individual rights. Whether folks want to partake in raw milk or not, you are on the front lines of keeping natural law enforced. And I'm very intrigued by Max, your case. Are you the one that when Michael Badnarik came up to help you? Is that?
Yeah, and he had a heart attack after court. Yeah.
Yes.
Probably from the judge's ruling and lack of constitutional integrity.
Yeah, he had just left Continental Congress, which I was at, where Michael was, you know, was there and so forth. And yeah, so what I'm intrigued by is that, you know, the FDA is claiming they are, you know, enforcing the Interstate Commerce Clause, but yet you have people. Was it the state coming down on you for you to be an informant about a food club, or was it the feds?
Well, ultimately, it was the feds playing puppeteer to the state. Through a public records request, I got government emails, pages and pages of government emails that very explicitly showed the FDA corresponding with state jurisdictions for the purpose of shutting raw milk down nationwide.
Wanted to make an example. In Wisconsin, is it legal to have, you know, statutorily in the state law, is it legal to have raw milk?
No, they have this clause that says it's legal to have an incidental sale, but then also distribution's illegal and sale is illegal, except incidental sales. But the challenge is that incidental isn't defined. So the state enforcement agency, DATCAP, interprets incidental however they feel like interpreting it on that particular day.
At their discretion.
Yeah.
You know, ThirdRailBlog.com, listeners, is my blog. You can go there. There's show links to everything we discussed today here, links to some of the news articles, links to these websites that we talked about, some video embeds there. There's a video there at the very top of it's a five-minute piece about the protest of raw milk freedom riders. I also have a link at the very bottom to an article in the River Cities Reader, a newspaper I publish, which talks about the Wickard v. Filborn 1942 Supreme Court case, which is the foundation on which the feds claim that they have purview over these matters. And it's an excerpt from Thomas Wood's book, Nullification, is part of that as well, talking about the abuse of that Commerce Clause. Essentially, had the one of the parties in that matter not grown and consumed wheat on their own land, they might have purchased it from another state. Hence, their abstention from this commerce indirectly affected interstate commerce, and therefore the feds claim they have purview over what you might have purchased, which is ridiculous on its face. David, do you want to add anything?
Well, I think this issue is only going to heat up. There are any number of court cases. I mentioned the one that the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund has against the FDA, but there are a number of others pending in various states. The Rossum case in California, the criminal case, is going to be a large and important case, and it could actually involve a public trial, which would be bring all these issues to the fore. So, the raw milk freedom riders have a number of events coming up over the next few months.
And Corrine, where can people find out about the Raw Milk Freedom Riders' next events? Which is the best website to go to?
Right, rawmilkfreedomriders.com. And on there, people can donate or get in touch with us if they want to participate, either financially because they can't make it, or if they want to get involved. Like I said, we have several planned across state lines across the country. So
super.
We're looking for participants.
Well, we prefer people to get involved. Keep the money and just come out instead.
Rawmilkfreedomriders.com, folks. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for joining us, you guys. Take care.
Thank you.
Gold, ever climbing.